First case, please.
Our first case under old business is case number 12211, Kelly Hales, seeks variances from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirements for existing structures, sections 115.42, 115.182 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code.
Okay, folks, we I believe we tabled that from our last meeting. And there were some questions. No? Did we have questions about it?
I believe it was deferred to consider the voluminous information submitted. So,
okay. Is there any discussion?
And I would note for the record that there is a variance also for the pump house in the front yard as well. So we caught that as well. So I want to make sure that was aware. It was discussed at the meeting.
Right, that's in there.
Yep. I just want to make sure we had that in there as well.
I myself am not convinced of the five requirements for a variance. I think
it was created by the applicant.
I do.
How do your others feel?
I agree with Ms. McGee. Homeowner staked it out themselves.
Right.
The homeowner staked it out themselves.
What's the building you're talking about? The main story? Little building or the everything?
Right, the main building.
Okay.
As I recall, there's four variances at issue. There's right. One for the shed, another for the guest house, which were side yard variances, front yard variance for the dwelling, and a front yard variance for the pump house. Am I right there, Ms. Cornwell?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the guest house and I believe the shed are existing.
And I believe the pump house is as well.
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. McGee on the,
I think when they moved the mobile home off the property, that agreement left that property.
Well, obviously, yes. So the non-conforming did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so then they put it back where they wanted it, and now they're asking for forgiveness.
I agree. There's no other discussion. Is there a motion?
I make a motion that we deny all setbacks regarding the dwelling.
Are there variances regarding the dwelling, you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the others?
And those were non-conforming, so they were there before zoning,
mm-hmm.
Correct?
We believe so, yes. So and that would be for the guest house and the shed and the pump house.
Pump house.
So I would, in that motion, move to approve those because they are non-conforming and they were there before zoning. But as for the dwelling, that variance be denied.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
I second Ms. McGee's motion.
I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Calloway?
Nay.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 3-2, motion is approved.
In part and denied in part.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. Next case, please.